I select my life to fulfill myself. I select my life to fulfill myself. The only thing in life that I do is whatever is my choice. Whatever is my choice, I fulfill, because that is my desire for me. What is your desire for you? Do you know what it is? Do you select yourself, your life, to fulfill yourself? Do you select your life to fulfill itself? Well, whether we like it or not, or whether we're aware of it or not, we do just that. We select our life to fulfill itself. Because everything we do because it is something we want to have happen in our world. I smile because I choose to have smiles all around me. I say happy things because I choose to be a happy person all around me. I say all the things in the world that are lovely and good for me because that is what I choose for me. That is what I choose to have in my life. That is what I choose to have in my world. And that is all that I choose. And that's what I can do. I can make that choice. I can make that choice, and I can have that choice be exactly what I want it to be, because that is what I am. And that is all that I am. That's all that matters to me, is what I want to be. Now, it's something that we select very definitely, something that we make a choice about very definitely, something that we determine very definitely. Now, when I get up in the morning, do I want to rise and shine and sparkle and cry out, "Good morning, world, it's wonderful to see you." Just like in the opening of the Vietnam movie, "Good morning, Vietnam! It's a wonderful day." Well, there might have been a war going on, there might have been all sorts of things happening, but he chose to have it be a happy day. You can choose it to be a happy day. The smiles of Robin Williams run with us all the time. We see them in every movie that he's in, and we know that this is a man of magic, a man of a most amazing talent and ability. And it's wonderful. Now, are you that kind of person? Are you that kind of person who can be so happy all the time? Are you that kind of person who can be so joyous all the time, so filled with peace and goodness all the time? Are you? And the answer is yes. But it's a matter of your choice, a matter of your selection, a matter of your determination for yourself, what it is that you want to know, what it is that you want to be, and how it is that you want to be. Now, that's your decision right now. Right now, as you are going through your day, as I am going through my day, I look at everyone and I say, "You're wonderful." I look at everyone and say, "You're fantastic." I look at everyone and say, "Wow, I love you, I love you, I love you." And I don't have to say it out loud, but I do often say it out loud. But I say I love you to everyone. I select my day. I select the experiences I have in my day. And that's who I am and what I am and where I am and why I am. And it's wonderful. Oh, it is so very wonderful. And that's all that matters. That's all that matters in my world is how wonderful it is. Because that way, I am in charge. That way, I am in charge of everything that happens. People make remarks around me, and they say, "Oh, that's too bad. Oh, that is terrible. Oh, that's unfortunate." And I say, as I speak my word, I bring about the result in my life of whatever it is that I speak my word for. So I see them saying something unkind or unhappy, and immediately I say something kind and happy. Immediately, I put a cause in motion for goodness. I put a cause in motion for peace. I put a cause in motion for life and for love and for joy. Immediately I do that. And that's the big point, immediately. Because if I am not immediately in charge of everything in my life, what happens? Well, my life just turns over in a very unhappy way. It's up to me to make that decision. It's up to me to decide what it is that is important in my life. So, I see Rex, and I use him as my illustration often. And I say, Rex, I love you, I love you, I love you. And he just snuggles down, and he turns his big brown eyes up at me, and he says, feelings mutual, Dad, feelings mutual. Now, that's what I create. That's what I select in my world. That's I select in my life to fulfill myself. I want to fulfill myself of being joyous, happy, free now all the time. And the only way I can do that is by what I select my life to be. I select my life to fulfill myself. Now, when I see the food on the table, I say, it's good. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. And that's exactly what it is. It is healthy for my body and filled with love. And as this food is healthy for my body and filled with love, I feel so dynamic, so wonderful. In the morning, the food is served, and I often feel I cannot get it down fast enough. And I say, cool it, Herb. This food is filled with love. It's healthy for my body. Now, relax. Take it in joyfully, wonderfully, peacefully. Take it in with happiness in your heart. Not so rushing, not just jamming it in your mouth, not doing. Be gentle. I select my life to fulfill myself. I want to taste that food. I want to taste every morsel of my food. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. That's my morning prayer, my noontime prayer, my evening prayer, or whenever I take any morsel of food and put it in my body. I say this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. Now, when I make such a statement, when I make such a wonderful statement, it's a powerful statement because it's true. I get in my car. I say, I'm the ideal chauffeur. I'm the ideal chauffeur. And I drive with precision and joy and harmony. And I'm alert. When I say I'm the ideal chauffeur, I never feel sleepy. I never feel sleepy. I always feel fantastic. I always feel glorious because that's who I am. I feel glorious. I feel wonderful. And that's who you are. You feel wonderful. You feel glorious. You feel fantastic. Because I select my life to fulfill myself. And think about it. The phone rings. Hi, how are you today? I have a smile on my voice. I have a smile on my face. I have happiness in me. And the person on the other end of the line feels that happiness, feels that joy, feels that goodness. And so they love to call me. They love to talk to me. They love to share with me because it's a good, good feeling. No matter what it is, no matter who it is. We had lunch at the Vieja. And as we were eating there, Daniel's parents-in-law were there. And his father-in-law says to me, Herb, you're wonderful. He says, I choose to be as young and dynamic as you are all of your life. He says, I choose to be just like you. I want to be like you, Herb. And I think to myself, that's wonderful. He looks at me and he sees a happy, healthy, hearty person. And he chooses to be just like me. And how wonderful that is. Could anyone give you a better compliment to say, I'd like to be just like you? I select my life to fulfill myself. And when people make a remark like that, I know I'm fulfilling myself in a beautiful, wonderful, magical way. And it is great. Have a wonderful day. Know that all is divine in your world. Know that this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. And I surround myself with my pure white light of love. All is in divine order. I make these affirmations of truth as I select my life to fulfill myself. I love you. I love you. I love you.